That's the way it was in the summer of 71. A lot of talk about Nam, ending the war, and Daniel Ellsberg in the Pentagon Papers.
In the fall of 1969, I took the responsibility on my own initiative of delivering to the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee of the U.S. Senate the information contained in the so-called Pentagon Papers.
The same people who rushed to expose those portions of secret documents that support their point of view, even though they may just be contingency plans that were drawn up to take care of events that never happened, these are the same people who are presently controlling American opinion through a biased and a slanted and an oversighted viewpoint of what's taking place around the world.
I'm Tom Murphy. We're celebrating the great American summer, reliving some of the events, the music, and the memories that touched our summer times in the late 60s and 70s. In a moment, we'll hear three number one hits from Carole King, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Bee Gees. The first number one records for all of them, and all in the great American summer 1971.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too
Carole King began a small string of hits during this great American summer with It's Too Late. For Paul Revere and the Raiders, the summer of 71 would provide their last big hit, Indian Reservation.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation.
In 1971, tape recording equipment was installed in the Oval Office of the White House. Unbeknownst to guests, Richard Nixon began secretly recording conversations with everyone, from aides to visiting dignitaries. President Nixon raised milk price supports. The dairy industry subsequently contributed $2 million to his re-election campaign. 2,000 Vietnam veterans rallied in Washington to protest the war. Many of them threw their combat medals on the steps of the Capitol. And just 4 days later, anti-war demonstrators engaged in civil disobedience in Washington. Police arrested 12,000 at random, but all arrests were overturned by a court ruling they were unconstitutional. In June, the New York Times began publishing the Pentagon Papers, a government history of the Vietnam War, which revealed that the American people had been consistently lied to. In a speech later that month, Vice President Spiro Agnew denounced the printed accounts.
The Bee Gees from Australia oozed onto the pop music scene in the late 60s with a string of love ballad hits. This was their first number one record, though, number 32 on the Great American Summer Survey from the summer of 71, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrows.
How can you mend the broken hearts?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop
sun from shining? What makes the world go round? How can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win? Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again.
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend a broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round?
And how can you mend this broken man? How can a loser ever win?
Sometimes, well, like most nights, we've been going to the studio without any songs. Well, we've been here recording, and we just walked in and we said, right, what are we going to do? And we just either sat around the piano or a couple of acoustics or something and just jammed. And eventually something comes out and say, this will be good. Great, we'll do this one.
Summer tops in 1971, the Bee Gees, Carole King, the Raiders, and James Taylor with You've Got a Friend. At the box office, Clute, Love Story, and The Summer of 42. Popular television shows were Marcus Welby, M.D., and The Flip Wilson Show. Wheels, The Exorcist, and The Sensuous Man were best-selling books. Coming up, Marvin Gaye remembered when the Great American Summer continues. ...1984 recorded the death of the greatest pop soul singer of them all. Marvin Gaye died as paradoxically as he had lived, shot by his minister father, in whose choir he had learned to sing as a child. Marvin Gaye was the soul in our summers. This was his first top 10 record, the summer of 63.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
The summer of 69.
Oh, listen to me, people. I ain't got time to think about money or what it
Marvin Gaye was a product of Motown, a star that refused to burn out, producing hit after hit through his entire 20-year record career.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Fiercely independent, he fought to produce this album whose lyrics dealt not with love, but with inner city decay. It was the first concept album by a black artist and was an incredible success. That was 1971, and there was much more to come. 1973. So here's to Marvin Gaye, the soul in so many of our summers, the greatest pop soul singer of them all.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today.
Picket lines and picket signs, punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Judge us simply 'cause our hair is long. Can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh. Right on. Right on.
Gilbert O'Sullivan, Looking Glass, and Neil Diamond next on The Great American Summer.
At this hour, two of the highest security officials in the Federal Republic of Germany are explaining to newsmen a tragic and duplicitous story. All eight of the Israeli hostages are presumed dead. Repeat, all eight of the Israeli hostages are presumed dead.
The summer of 1972, the tragedy at the Munich Olympics stuns the world.
In a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on. I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, if he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. back over the years. Whatever else dies appears. I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again. Naturally, alone again. Naturally.
I've been in the Navy all my life. Joined when I was 18. But 72 was nervous time. You know, Nam was still hot, and we didn't know what the hell was going to happen. But the big song on ship was Brandy.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home. There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sail. There's a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but my
girl.
My love of my lady is the same. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love of my lady is the same.
Everything is so expensive nowadays. Not only the things you really need, but the little stuff. For instance, I paid 40 cents for a stupid candy bar. 40 cents.
I can remember having a candy bar and a pint of milk for lunch. My hungry years. My favorite candy bar was a Powerhouse. 5 cents, man. Those days are gone.
Song sung blue, everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. When you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. You sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. lying on my pillow. Funny thing, but you can sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, get to feeling good. You simply got no choice. Subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Song sung blue, weeping like a willow. Song sung blue, sleeping on my pillow. Sing it with a cry in your voice. And before you know it, start feeling good. You simply got no choice. Song sung blue. Song.
Summer Tops in Pops for 1972 was Candyman, Sammy Davis Jr., Song Sung Blue, Neil Diamond, and Nights in White Satin, The Moody Blues. All in the Family on CBS was number one in television ratings. On the big screen, we watched The Godfather, Lady Sings the Blues, A Clockwork Orange, and The Last Picture Show. Jonathan Livingston Seagull was a favorite book and a number one bestseller. In a moment, we'll relive the summer of 1973 with Jim Croce, Diana Ross, and Paul McCartney. All a part of the great American summer.
It was a great American summer. The great American time of the year. It was a great American summer. The great American summer is here.
Here's the pitch, and there's a long one going. Lozinski can't get it. Home run number 700 for Hank Aaron. A standing ovation. Listen.
When it came to hitting a baseball, Hank and Leroy Brown had something in common. They were both bad.
Woo! Well, south side of Chicago. Yeah.
all falls away with a couple of pieces gone. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than the junkyard dog. And it's bad, bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than the junkyard dog. Yeah, he was badder than old King Kong, meaner than the junkyard dog.
Jim Croce's smoking with Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown, I met at Fort Dix in New Jersey. We were in lineman school. He stayed there about a week, and one evening he came around and said that he was really fed up and tired, and he was going to go home. So he went AWOL, and he came back at the end of the month to get his pay. And they put the handcuffs on him, took him away, and he'd come back in for a while. But just to listen to him talk, you know, about what it was like and how bad he was, I knew sometime I was going to write a song about him.
I guess you really never know how things are going to turn out.
How do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Tonight just seemed to bring back everything. Like back in 72, the first time we met and stayed together at the beach. I saw it all come back again. I'll always have a special love for you.
The sun is starting to break through. You know how I feel. I told you. I can't change your feelings. I can't change anything now. I just can't deal with it right now. Give me time.
Touch me.
Let's go.
Ross and the number 31 song on the Great American Summer Countdown.
This is Jim Pewter on the beat in the summer of 1973. There's going to be a Surfer Stomp 10-year reunion at the Hollywood Palladium on August 26th. Don't be misled by one of the many headliners, the legendary Masked Surfers featuring Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean. My sources inform me that Jan Barry will appear with Dean on stage. This will be Jan and Dean's first live appearance since Jan's auto accident in 1966.
Girls, you just hold on. Here come Jan and Dean.
Surf City, here we come.
Oh, I tell you, I run around naked, baby. I haven't bathed in 3 days.
We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
But here's the scoop on that blonde in the white convertible in the movie American Graffiti. You know the one who says only three words, I love you? She's Suzanne Summers, and in 1970, Suzanne posed for some Playboy photos in Mexico. I've seen the pictures, but as of yet, they haven't been published. Watch this girl. I predict stardom for her real soon. And speaking of movies, my friend Shelley Winters of the Poseidon Adventure is gathering her remembrances for a future book.
There's got to be a morning after.
She'll tell all for sure. Until next time, this is Jim Pewter on the beat in the summer of 1973.
Here's number 10, Paul McCartney and Wings from 1973 on the Red Rose Speedway.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. Still find something there with my love. It's understood. It's everywhere with my love. My love, does it go? Oh, 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 oh.
I love.
Looking back on the summer of 1973 with Paul McCartney and Wings. Summer tops in the movies, American Graffiti, Billy Jack, The Way We Were, Deliverance, and Paper Moon. Popular television shows were The Waltons, Sanford and Son, MASH, and Mary Tyler Moore. Bestsellers from the bookshelf in 73 were The Living Bible by Kenneth Taylor and Jacqueline Suzanne's Once Is Not Enough. This is Tom Murphy celebrating the great American summer.